So, Ron, you've heard what Cam had to say. Do you agree, disagree with anything that he said?
No, I think, you know, he said it about as well as you can. I mean, this is a physical game, and it's got to be played physically. You know, it just hopefully he'll learn. And but he is who he is, and that's why he's, you know, the player that he is. That's why he's had so many great moments for us, is that he tries to win everything he does. And that's hopefully infectious with his teammates, and they realize and recognize that what he did was he was trying to make a play.
Will you leave him here this week?
No.
Go to Pittsburgh.
No. He's coming to Pittsburgh. You know, he's been engaged. He's staying engaged. He's going through meetings. He's going through, you know, the walkthroughs. He's going to be around. He'll be engaged during the game.
Clearly, there's no issue with the doctors or trainers, him getting on the flight, or no. He doesn't need to rest back here or anything like that?
None whatsoever. And you know, in fact, the big thing is that, you know, RV's going, and RV's the one who's been, you know, Ryan Vermillion's been the one who's been treating him and been handling him. Been doing the things that we need, and as you can tell, it's been a daily thing. I mean, the doctors have told us that it will be a daily thing. It's just about getting the soreness out, and as he continues to go, you know, he'll be better and better.
What's the plan for him moving, starting with Saturday?
Is to have him evaluated, you know, visit with the doctors, visit with RV, go through it, and then see what he can do. And, you know, really Saturday is really just going to be an installation walkthrough for us, so there's not going to be a lot of activity. It's really just going to be, you know, meetings, some conditioning, and then we'll do our first installation.
Ron, he said there was no doubt in his mind he would start that September 7th game. Is there any doubt in yours?
Nope.
For sure, you think
for sure
he's going to be out there?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I, you know, again, I'm optimistic.
Right.
But I do. I believe in him. And but, you know, really just from watching him progress, getting better and better. I mean, you know, we had another guy that had something similar, Casey Walker, who, you know, missed the week. But after the week was over, he was every day he got better and better and stronger and stronger. And he's going to play tomorrow for us. So, you know, and he plays tackle, defensive tackle. So, you know, and he practiced the other day in pads, and he did a nice job. So I'm very comfortable with that.
Will he start throwing on Monday then?
I'm not sure. Again, I'm going to go through with what RV and the doctors recommend, and we'll see how he is.
Coach, you said he's not really going to change who he is in terms of sliding. Are you going to have a conversation and maybe trying to change that philosophy?
Well, I just tell him to be careful and be smart. That's the only thing I'm going to tell him. I don't want to take away who he is as a football player, and that's what makes him, you know, so unique.
Is he capable of being smart on there?
He's capable of being unique. That's who he is.
Have you been on a staff where there's been a quarterback that's played through such an injury? There's been some over the years.
Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of them. I mean, and there's been a lot where people haven't told people that they were hurt because they didn't want people to know. And so I've been on them, but, you know, that's just the way it is.
Do you think, not that Tampa Bay would do anything dirty, but people knowing that he's got rib injury or ankle injury, do you think that's a disadvantage to you guys?
Well, you'd like to believe not, and I don't think so. I wouldn't expect that from anybody. I mean, to me, it's about competing and going out and finding who's the best team.
Is it potentially limit what you guys do with the zone read, and would that put you at a disadvantage?
No. You know, all along, the one thing he said is we're going to do what we do. And talking to Mike and listening to Mike and knowing how he's felt about Cam and listening to Cam, you know, we're going to do what we do.
On the play that he got hurt, Ron, what would you characterize that as? Because it wasn't a slide, but he was kind of trying to get down.
He was trying to get down, but I think the hesitation, you know, of wanting to throw the ball is what got him at the end of it. And it was about as freak as it gets. I mean, the one spot where the pad didn't cover, and that's lo and behold where he got it. So, you know, hopefully, you know, they've been working some different combinations of pads. Hopefully they'll get it all covered up and we'll be okay.
Ron, you've never had an issue with him knowing when to go down necessarily. It's how he goes down there, right?
I've never had an issue with him about that. No, honestly, I really haven't. I mean, should he slide? Yeah, I'd like to see him slide. But, again, at the same time, I want him to play the way he plays best.
Ron, any update on Derek Anderson?
Just that they're at the hospital, you know, it could be any time. So we got our fingers crossed, and hopefully it's a healthy baby, and we'll go from there.
You are not expecting him to board the flight with you guys, though, right? If you're going to leave here in another hour?
I couldn't tell you that. I mean, for all I know, they've had the baby.
Do you have arrangements for him?
Well, we have a plan in place, and we'll you know, exercise the plan as it goes through.
Does it involve your owner's jet?
No, I don't, you know, that, believe me, I'm not in on that plan-making process right now.
Ron, oh, I'm sorry, I was just going to, you may have answered this before, but how much are you going to play the starters tomorrow?
Probably through a quarter. You know, I mean, we played a lot in game 2. We played a little bit more in game 3 that I really had anticipated. So as we went back and counted the reps, you know, we're looking and say, you know, we'll probably play the quarter, play a quarter with the starters, and then let the young guys play. I mean, we've got probably, you know, 3 to 6 positions that really are still up in the air, maybe a couple more that we really want to evaluate. And there's a lot of guys that have done some good things that have put themselves right on that cusp. So we'll have some big conversations come Friday.
3 to 6 positions, including but not limited to
all of them.
Top two and three, you're talking about
right guard.
All of them. I mean, we're going to evaluate the players, and we're going to make decisions based off of that.
How big can Derek show up? And can he show up essentially when you guys are heading to the stadium tomorrow?
Or? Yeah, I don't want to speculate on that. That wouldn't be fair.
Need finish.
Are your two defensive ends out?
Greg Hardy's coming with us, and Charles Johnson's staying back here.
Will Greg play or just coming along?
Greg's coming along. He'll be suited up, and we'll see how he is.
And what about
Trey Turner? No, Trey won't play.
Who will start in his place, Chris or Fernando?
Chris will start in his place. Fernando will come in and play in the second quarter.
Will Luke be on another limited snap counter?
We'll be limited. Yes.
10 to 15?
Yes.
How much of that is due to his thumb?
Thumb has nothing to do with it. Last week we didn't have Chase Blackburn. What we wanted to do was we wanted to watch a couple other guys play the middle linebacker position for us.
Has Chris worked himself into a position to compete for a starting job right now?
Chris worked himself in a good position, and we'll see how it goes.